We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
And this is a great way to save money and still save for college. Despite Bidenflation, such a great deal, in fact, that I have taken advantage of it for all three of my children. Joining me to talk about this great way to save for college is State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
I'm doing good. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that you have your three kids in there. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing radio interviews now for 12 years. And virtually every radio host has their kids in the program. So I don't know if anybody else is listening, but the hosts are.
Well, yeah, once you start hearing about what a great deal this investment plan is, you can't help but do it. And I love the idea of just squirreling money away, 50 bucks here, 20 bucks there. And, you know, now that the kids are in that weird tween stage, we're so hard to shop for them, and they have everything they need, really, which is electronics.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas, birthdays, I'm always having family members go, what do I get them? I just don't know. And I don't know either. So I'm like, hey, just, you know, make a donation to, you know, to the account for college. And it's so easy to do. I mean, so I scoop money up right and left for college.
That's great. Future Scholar, of course, is the South Carolina program that we enact the federal and state laws that allow people in South Carolina to save for college in a tax-advantaged way. It works kind of like an IRA. You sign up and you can contribute money that day, or you don't have to. We've made the sign-up process very easy. It's futurescholar.com. You just go to futurescholar.com. It takes you less than 30 minutes. And like I said, you can put money in that day or not. There are no fees. There are no initial payments or anything like that. But then when you contribute money to the account, whether it's you or your grandmother or your best friend, if they contribute to that account, they get a state tax deduction on their income taxes. Then the money grows, much like an IRA, state and federal tax-free. And when you pull it out for educational expenses, that, again, is tax-free. And they've made it so flexible that now not just college, not just two-year, four-year schools, grad school, med school, all of that, but you can also do K through 12 in private schools. That's, you know, secular private schools, Christian private schools, whatever. Those are now covered. So it's a great way to save for education.
So what you're saying is grandparents, friends, as birthday gift could, like, actually help pay for the private school tuition.
Yes, we find that a lot. And they get a tax deduction. I'm old, fat, and grumpy, and I am not going to Walmart to buy a present for anybody, right? I will send them a check. And if you think about it, I'm not buying gas, and I'm not paying sales tax on that present that the kid probably doesn't need. I can sit at home, and the luxury of my own home, I can either use the electronic button on the website, or I can just write a check. Either way, the money goes into their account. I get the contribution, and when they redeem that, say, in 10 or 15 or however many years it is, it's going to be a whole lot more than $100 or $50, whatever you give. And we find people doing that constantly. It really is the old, it takes a village. Well, it's a small village. It's your closest friends and family. But everybody likes to write a check to a Future Scholar account.
So how can people get started, Curtis Loftus?
FutureScholar.com, FutureScholar.com. When we built the site, I made clear, I said, it's got to be idiot-proof, and I'm that idiot because I'm the king of the Luddites. I don't like technology, so I use it because I have to. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And if by chance you get hung up, there's an 800 number. it you can call them. That phone is answered in the States here. You'll understand what they're saying, and the people are very well trained. And I always say the last thing, if you can't get it, call me. I'll come to your house. We want you to have this great benefit, and because you can use it not just at accredited K-12 private schools and colleges of all sorts here in South Carolina, but in the other 50 states and about 600 around the world.
It's fantastic, Curtis Loftus. So people need to get started today. Give us the website again. What is this? Where do they go?
It's futurescholar.com, futurescholar.com.
And again, that's specific to South Carolina.
You can join the plan in a different state.
Yeah. So in other words, if grandma lives in Kansas, she could still join the South Carolina one for a child or a young person who is here in South Carolina.
That's right.
Okay. Fantastic. Once again, helping WRD listeners save money. Curtis Loft, just want to ask you, since I've got you, you're the state treasurer, what do you make of all this economic news that's coming out right now? I mean, the Fed raising rates, everything that's going on, it's kind of frightening. I mean, just the announcement just yesterday, oh, hey, we might need to lose at least 1 million jobs, could be up to four times that to get a handle on inflation. And of course, that'd be done through the Fed with raising rates. Could you just give us your off the cuff take on all this?
Yes, I'm a bear in a situation like this. I've been worried about the economy for years now, and it's completely artificial. And, in this job, because I have all of y'all's money, last night we had almost $40 billion invested just the treasurer's office, right? So we have access to the biggest investment houses and banks in the world. They come through here. They're always talking to us. I ask them questions that they don't want to hear, and they don't know how to answer them. I mean, if I ask about inflation, they hardly ever say, too many dollars chasing too few goods. Yeah. They blame it on the Russia-Ukraine thing. They blame it on supply lines, all these things. And then I'll finally get around. I say, well, what about this? What about the $6 trillion plus that we've borrowed? What does that mean? Because this is not a real economy. It's a made-up economy. And they just look at you. And I've become pretty good friends with a lot of them because it's been 12 years now. And when you talk to them offline and when staff leaves the room, they're all worried. Nobody knows what's happening. I'm very worried about this winter. This whole European energy problem could be a contagion that sets off a storm that we haven't seen maybe in our lifetimes. So when I talk to people, I say the same thing I say around the summer, Sunday lunch table. Save your nickels and dimes. Stock market's down, so it's not a bad time to invest long-term in the stock market. You don't want to put money in today and want to get it out next year,
right?
But it's not a bad time to buy. If you got an extra RV or a boat you don't really need, get rid of it. You got an extra house or rental house, get rid of it, because in the future our standard of living may be very different. It's already changed so much. When I was born, one family household, one parent working, that's all it took, and you have a nice lifestyle. Now it's two families and maybe one of the people even have a second job. So, it's all changed so much. We don't notice it because it's little. And I don't want to be, chicken little.
Right.
But just think about your life. Make sure you're ready for something you've never experienced. If you got some little bills, you can go ahead and pay them off. Get rid of them. Get them out of sight, Check your interest rates on your credit cards and things. Make sure you're not paying too much. Now's a good time to do a personal inventory, because I don't think anybody has any idea where we're going to be next March or April or May.
You said something interesting, and I talked about it yesterday on the Battleground podcast, Curtis Loftus, this bizarre sort of, just watching CEOs go on television and say we're not in a recession. I'm like, you've just beclowned yourself. How are you running a country, company and saying that? And you've got major investment houses, like the heads of those, and they're all repeating the Democrat line. And you're saying they're doing it to you too. And then when the staff goes out of the room and you're talking off the cuff, they're actually really worried. That tells me, and this is what I was talking about, that the capture by the left of not just things like the FBI, that are Justice Department, all our federal agencies, it extends to Wall Street. There is fear of speaking the truth. What are they so afraid of? Why are they so afraid to say, hey, we printed too much money? We have inflation because we keep printing. We need to stop. This is what caused it. What are they afraid of? How does the left have this power over that?
I have been studying this for 5 years.
Yeah.
And when it comes, and there are different forces at play. You got the really smart people at the top who crave power and money. And for most of them, it's power, not the money. Then you got a lot of people who are naive and simple, and you have some that are just stupid. And they'll believe anything they're told, and they do it. They go to college, they get 4 years of something, they believe it. Well, we are given speech and behavior codes repeatedly by the left. They take different forms. Diversity, equity, inclusion. That's a speech and behavior code. It is shocking how it is taken off. They teach you at Carolina and Clemson and other places, they teach you how to apologize. Not, I'm sorry for offending you, but exactly how to apologize and the words to use. I mean, we have speech and behavior codes. Well, the left's political manifesto has been turned into investment policies, and they're called ESG, environmental, social, and governance. And these banks, who can be boycotted tomorrow if they run afoul of the left. The blue state pension plans, the blue state treasuries, and the all the unions and the university foundations have a multi-trillion dollar blackmail operation. It goes on every single day. It's called ESG, but other things as well. Like the Visa, when Visa just started taking more information about gun purchases, that's because the union and the blue state pension plans were proxying them, the proxy votes. They were forcing them to do this. So they used the ISO to do it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was the multi-trillion dollar boycott of these big pension plans. Now, the right won't do anything back. I fight this every day, of my life. I look at the people on the right and say, when are we going to stand up?
I know.
And they just don't. And the Treasurer's Office is. We're doing all sorts of things. A lot of them we don't put out. I'm going to have to put them out at some point because somebody else said I'm not being transparent. But the reason I haven't been doing it is because I'm just trying to avoid the incoming. Because every time I do something like put out a press release about ESG, we get extensive Freedom of Information Act requests from heavily funded far left wing groups. I mean, they want to know everything you've ever done in your entire life. I mean, we could spend the rest of our life just answering these FOIAs. And all it is the way they keep us in line.
So, in other words, you're saying basically you get FOIA'd to death by these leftist groups if you just question ESGs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I belong to a small group of treasurers, and we all sent out some letters about this stuff. I can't tell you. It was about fossil fuel. The keywords they wanted, fossil fuel, gas, petroleum, lubricants. I mean, any type of conversation that's ever gone on. Well, that, you know, we could be talking about fossil fuels, about, you know, a new business coming to Greenville, let's say, in 2012. Well, we got to send that too, right? So the left is a decade or maybe longer ahead of us in organization. And if we don't wake up, our country is declining so rapidly that I don't know what's going to happen. Let me finish with one last thing because I'm
sure,
stumbling around here a little bit. I spent about 3 hours on the Medical University of South Carolina's website looking at their diversity stuff. If you want to understand what's going on, go to that website and look up their diversity stuff. And you're going to have to look up a lot of words because when you see diversity, you know, diversity doesn't mean you include people of other races. It means you include people of a particular worldview that happen to have other races, or maybe not. That's why Clarence Thomas is not considered black, but, you know, some radical left-wing Black Lives Matter is. So you look at these, and to be a doctor in America now, to get your license and go through residency, you effectively are given speech and behavior codes. It starts with the accreditation agencies, which are all in league with universities, then goes down to university leagues. You have to be an ally if you want to be a resident. It's in the accreditation papers. And to be an ally means that you have to join a group of an oppressed group, LGBTQ group or Black Lives Matter or something like that. You have to donate to the cause, pay your dues. You have to show up to the meetings and show up to the events. To be an ally, you have to be in the streets.
To be
and
a doctor.
This is in, yeah, this is in the documents. And nobody cares. Doctors over 40 don't care. They say, we don't believe in all that stuff. What's it to us? But now that I know, and I sat there and read that, and I said a prayer to myself, how can I look at this and be reasonable? I wouldn't let a doctor under the age of 35 touch me because I have seen what they have to do to become a doctor in this country.
Wow.
And I'm not going to—it's just crazy. University of South Carolina, I deal with them every day. They have more in common with Karl Marx than they do Thomas Jefferson. And yet we can't shovel enough money and can't send all our kids there. We are in a world of hurt. I would have never thought I would believe these things, but in the last 5 years, I have spent thousands of hours studying this thing, getting source documents, slipping into meetings in other countries and other states that I'm not supposed to be in, going to conferences I'm not supposed to be, going to Extinction Rebellion riots in London, and going and talking to the head people about these things. You find out and you realize we don't control anything. We don't control, conservatives don't control South Carolina's government.
And they're not even.
We've got to start.
That's incredible. We're going to have you back on, Curtis Loftus, to talk more about this. I appreciate you joining us. We've gone way over. Curtis Loftus, South Carolina State Treasurer, thank you so much for joining us today on 106.3 WORD.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.